Well, it's in relation to rip currents, which affected our people that were rescued. And we have a very strong rip current on Tullen Strand, and it's really not advisable to swim at that beach. We have our main beach, which is supervised by lifeguards all summer long, and it provides the best and safest option for swimming. It's also a blue flag beach as well. But, you know, rip currents can affect anybody, even the most strongest of and most experienced of swimmers. And we have advice that if you do get caught in a rip, the best advice really is to stay calm and don't panic and swim parallel to the beach until you're free. So basically swim left or right to swim out of it rather than go along with the rip. And if you can stand up, wade. If you have an inflatable or a board with you, then keep hold of it to help you float, and raise your hand and shout for help loudly if you can't get out of it, and hopefully you'll be able to get clear of the situation.
And there has been a number of incidents locally recently, and one tragically last Sunday. So it's important that people listen to these messages.
Absolutely. We're certainly getting into the season now for swimming and bathing, and for people being in the water a lot more. And I suppose we just alert people to make sure that they just respect the water, which is our huge campaign that we're running at the moment with the RNLI respectthewater.com is the website where you get more information on that. But we'd also advise people just to heed the basics of water safety, the basic principles. You know, don't swim in unfamiliar territory. Always seek advice if you're going into somewhere that you don't know. You know, swim on a lifeguarded beach, swim between the flags. Always let somebody know when you're going out and when you plan to return.